Boston City Councilor Felix Arroyo hopes to make history. Arroyo launched his campaign for mayor of Boston yesterday. If elected, he would become the first Latino mayor. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Entering a downtown Union Hall to chants of "Yes, we can" in Spanish, Felix Arroyo was in familiar territory when he made his announcement. He served as political director for SEIU Local 615 before he was elected to the city council 4 years ago.
I am a son of Boston. I love my city.
The union mainly represents service workers, many with stories like those of his parents who moved here from Puerto Rico speaking little English. Arroyo has politics in his blood. His father, also named Felix Arroyo, was the first Latino elected to the Boston City Council.
My vision of Boston is a Boston where everybody has access to opportunities to succeed.
Arroyo steered clear of questions about the changing demographics of the city. He touted his decade of experience as an organizer and public servant when asked about the fact that in his lifetime, Boston has become a majority-minority city.
To me, it's not about a new Boston or an old Boston. I only know one Boston. I know the city that I grew up in.
It's estimated that a successful mayoral campaign this year could cost $500,000 to $1 million. Arroyo, who has less than $100,000 in his coffers, said his is a grassroots campaign.
While others measure their viability by how much money they raise, I measure it on human capital. I may not have the most money, but you know what I will have? The strongest grassroots campaign, powered by committed volunteers and funded by small donors.
Among the observers in the room, Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins. He has yet to endorse a candidate, but said he was impressed by the turnout for Arroyo.
I think it's awesome. I think it's that rainbow coalition that was begun so many years ago.
Tompkins said he's looking at several candidates of color, including Arroyo, with an eye towards who can successfully put together a winning campaign.
Can he stitch together the Latins, the African Americans, the Irish, and the Italians? If he can bring all of that together under one tent, I think he stands a formidable chance to win.
Tompkins noted that Arroyo is not the only person of color in the race. There are two others, so far, both African Americans, radio station owner Charles Clemens and Will Dorsina, co-founder of a Haitian newspaper and former city council candidate. In addition, longtime Boston City Councilor Charles Yancey has said he's thinking about a bid, and there's talk that Boston School Committee member John Barrows may also be considering a run. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.